The woman put down her rolling pin. She said, I am sorry to tell you that I cannot do that. There are two reasons. First, the sort of magic I do can be done only by a woman, and you are not a girl.
But boys, men, are also magicians, he objected. Bagardax says so. Bagardax himself can do all kinds of magic.
That is interesting, said the woman after a significant pause. What sort of things have you seen him do?
Oh, just little tricks, said Lump, realizing he had said too much. But please, couldn't I learn from him?
No, for Bagardax is not a man either, and his magic has nothing to do with skills, but flows from him like our breath does from us. You might just as well ask Isul to teach you how to be large.
Then get me another tutor,
he demanded pettishly and stamped his foot. He was angry, and also a little confused, for he did not know quite what the woman had meant about Bagardax not being a man. I said there was another reason, she went on patiently, and here it is. You think magic is easy, like wishing or dreaming, but it's not. It is the hardest thing in the world, and dangerous as well. If you miss what is 12 nines, it is nothing. A frown from the tutor, no more. But if you make a mistake in magic, it can be dire. There are forces in the unseen world that could pluck your soul from your body like a raisin from a cake. And she demonstrated, snatching a cake she had just made from her rack, plucking a raisin from it, and holding it up before his startled gaze. You can be eaten, she continued, her voice low and urgent. Do you understand? Not just your hand or your whole body, but you. Like this. She popped the raisin into her mouth and chewed it up. He shuddered and said weakly, Then I will study hard and not make any...